AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. If you thought Donald Trump was elected president on November 8th, you're almost right. Diane Kepley explains.
Voters actually cast their ballots for electors who meet tomorrow to officially vote for president. Clinton campaign manager John Podesta tells NBC the outcome is not certain.
The question is whether there are 37 Republican electors who think that either there are open questions or that Donald Trump, based on everything we know about him, is really unfit to be president of the United States.
But on Fox News Sunday, Democratic elector Clay Pell said there's no question about who the next president will be.
I fully expect that Donald Trump will be formally elected as president.
A joint session of Congress is scheduled for January 6th to officially count those ballots. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Retailers are taking steps to make it easier for holiday shoppers to spend their money. Joseph Schmidt, director at the retail consulting firm Alex Partners, says smart retailers are using online and store sales to boost each other.
The real winners in the space are the ones that are leveraging their brick-and-mortar space to drive, you know, omni-channel sales, and the ones that aren't doing that are really getting kind of pushed out of the market at this point.
The average price of regular gray gasoline has jumped 6 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.26 a gallon. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says holiday travelers shouldn't see any significant increases.
Most of the time, holidays tend to reduce driving because we go somewhere and park. This year, we also have extremely cold weather, and we have the seasonal downturn. So the demand impact on price is a negative.
The U.S. average diesel price is $2.48 a gallon, up 4 cents from 2 weeks ago. In the world of entertainment, news that Zsa Zsa Gabor has died at age 99. This is AP Radio News. Police in Little Rock, Arkansas say a 3-year-old boy being taken on a shopping trip by his grandmother was killed in a road rage shooting when a driver opened fire on the grandmother's car because he thought she wasn't moving fast enough at a stop sign. Little Rock Police Chief Kenton Buckner.
Officers were dispatched to the Shackleford Crossing Shopping Center on the call of a child that had been shot. It was later determined that a child approximately 3 years of age was shot at an unknown location we believe to be in Southwest Little Rock while riding as a passenger in a vehicle.
He was on KATV News.
This is probably one of the most frustrating things that you will encounter in your career when it involves children, particularly kids that are this age, very innocent. They can do very little to protect themselves.
In the NFL, the late game has Tampa Bay playing Dallas. I'm Carlotta Bradley.